Sports Beat Extra with Odrin Johnson on Beat.
Jess Lawton, a bit of a different outlook this time now coming up to the season, but with Wexford, how are you settling in?
Yeah, no, really good. It's been exciting, you know, that time of the season where everyone's trying to recruit and stuff, so it's been good, but there's a good group there, so nice to settle in. They're all really welcoming, so I'm looking forward to the season ahead.
It's a really exciting time for Wexford in particular. You look at, I suppose, a really big fresh start with a lot of players that would have been at the club for years either retiring or moving away, and even management changing over. Like, what's it like for you stepping in? Does it feel like everyone's kind of finding their footing now at this stage of the season?
Yeah, like, it's good because it's a good mix of the girls that have been there and been there for quite a while, and then obviously new fresh both staff and players as well that are going to add a lot to that. So it was a bit of both, to be fair. Some people on the same page, but we still have the people to guide us to know exactly what Wexford FC is all about.
And what was it about, I suppose, the club in particular that attracted you to this new opportunity?
I think it was, there was a lot about it, really, to be fair. They've been quite successful, I suppose, in the past as well, but I suppose it was their vision into the future and what they want to do, and even from a development aspect for me in my career too. So they have a really good environment that I enjoy, so that was kind of, it was hard to leave Waterford, I'm not going to lie, but sometimes those decisions have to be made.
You touched on that success, obviously made an All-Ireland Cup last year for Wexford. Is the premise now that coming into this season that one of those three trophies on offer has to go to Wexford?
I think that has to be always a premise. I think you always have to set that goal for yourself, and look, we deal with that in internally in the line of meetings and so on, but and manage expectations and that, but we'd be foolish to not go out and look to be competing in all competitions.
I suppose the fun part is that you won't have to wait long to go back to the RSC the first game of the season. Like, how are you looking forward to that?
Yeah, you couldn't write it. And I remember just before I made the decision, I think it was 2 days before fixtures came out, and I said to the girls, I guarantee you the first game will be in the RSC, and it is. And look, it'll be nice to go back there. I had a great relationship with the players and the staff as well, and they've been really, really good to me. So I'm looking forward to getting back there. It will be different, obviously, but it'll be bittersweet in a lot of ways. So, yeah.
I know it's obviously difficult for you to talk on this element in particular, but obviously Kylie Murphy having left last year leaves a massive gap for the team. But, you know, how does it, I suppose, this side look now trying to deal with that big shoes that have to be filled?
Absolutely. Look, I think Kylie, everyone knows, no matter whether you've played in the league or you've been part of the league, everyone knew Kylie, and she was a massive part of Wexford. But what's really good about Kylie is she left that legacy, and she taught people how to bring that along with her as well. So she left it in a really, really good place, and the players that are there and have been there for years, like your Rossi and Lauren Dwyer's and so on, they are well able to fill those shoes, and that's what Kylie would want. So no, it's a different dressing room, but with all the good that Kylie has done, that'll live on, I suppose, in the Wexford dressing room for years to come.
We can't obviously skip over the fact that both Ella Malloy and Aoife Kelly have departed the club, two massive midfielders for the team. Like, how do you go about filling slots like that? Obviously, there's a lot of energy and hope from a lot of the players that they'll be able to fill that slot, but it is a massive ask.
Absolutely. Look, you have to go and recruit. Players will make decisions, but also will clubs too. So it's up to us to go and fill those gaps. And don't worry, we're pushing, so I wouldn't worry too much about it. And we will do that to the best of our ability. But it's up to everyone to show that they can step up to that too. All players have the ability to do it, so I suppose it's just time for everyone to shine, and also for us to recruit hard.
Absolutely, Jess. Thank you so much, and best of luck with the league.
Thanks a million. Thanks so much.